This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A big-budget remake of Ben-Hur, famous for its chariot race, opens in theaters today. Unlike the old Hollywood version, the new movie plays up the role of Jesus in the story. Marketplace's Adam Allington looks at how the growing power of Christian moviegoers may steer the fate of the new Ben-Hur.
In the Oscar-winning 1959 film, Jesus doesn't have a speaking role. He shows up briefly to offer water to a chained and thirsty Charlton Heston.
You! I said no water for him!
Before literally putting the fear of God into a cruel Roman centurion. In the new version, Christianity figures more centrally to the plot.
The world you live in is Rome's. Their laws, their power.
There is a reason for that, says box office analyst Jeff Bach.
There's definitely been a steady growth with faith-based entertainment.
The key factor, says Bach, is that compared to earlier faith-based successes with budgets closer to $10 million, recent Hollywood films such as Noah or Exodus cost upwards of $100 million.
And they're not necessarily paying off when they're spending that much.
So the stakes are high, and despite being panned by critics, Paramount is hoping Ben-Hur will clear $20 million this weekend. They recut the trailers to add more Christian imagery, perhaps hoping for a little divine intervention at the box office. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.